to open our ears that we might hear what you would have to say, and to enable us to praise you in spirit and in truth. We come to worship you this morning. We love you. We glorify you. Come, Holy Spirit, manifest the presence of Jesus in our midst. So, Father, your kingdom might come, and your will be done here on this earth, in this place, in our lives, as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. And as always, we are just going to start in this stance of intentionality. But you can move about however you feel so led during this time of worship. The altar is open for you. You can lift your hands. You can sit. Just encouraging that intentionality in our time of worship together this morning. This is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, the Creator of each of our souls that we are worshiping together this morning.
Worship him.
how we're singing this morning be like never before. And I don't mean the notes, I don't even mean the sound of our voices, but the heart behind our worship this morning, the spirit behind our worship this morning, may it be like never before. I just want to share before we go into this next song that coming in here this morning, I have an extra sense of peace and hope. And I don't always like to go off of feelings because those can easily be affected, you know, but I did not feel that whenever I came in this morning. I woke up, you know, feeling stressed out and, you know, anxious and thinking about, you know, life and all that there is. But being here this morning, I just have this extra sense of peace and hope of the Lord being with us. And that hope that we have by knowing that Jesus, the light of the world, stepped down into darkness in our midst. And I was reading Exodus 14 yesterday, looking at the Israelites as they're wandering through the desert. And by this point, they're out there wandering. By this point, they have seen God do crazy things, all of these plagues to deliver them, making these promises and fulfilling it. But then the Pharaoh and his army are behind them, and there's a river in front of them, and it looks impossible. And they say, God, what was this all for nothing? Was this all, you know, they're like, were there not enough graves in Egypt that you brought us here to die? But then, in the impossible, God made a way. His promises, we were talking about earlier, he makes those promises, and he always fulfills them. Not one promise has he made that he did not fulfill. And the hope that we have in that, even when we're standing in front of that river that looks impossible, he makes a way, and we have that hope in Jesus. In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. Till a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs. And of Christ was born. Then the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not fade. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Praise to God in this moment. He is so good. We just picture for a moment, I mean, what we were just singing. In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light. I mean, just think of some of the darkest things that you have seen, and knowing that there's even darker darkness out there. I mean, if that is even possible, it is. I mean, there's so much darkness around us, and yet he stepped down into that darkness, bringing this hope, bringing this light. I mean, can you imagine this dark world without that hope and that light in Jesus? That is what we have, that hope and that light in Jesus. And to share that with the world around us, because there are people in this world, in the midst of that darkness, who do not know that there is light and hope for them. But there is. And if you have experienced that hope and joy and peace in Jesus, share it with those around you. We aren't meant to keep it to ourselves. God blesses us with it, but we are to share it with others. And as we go into this next song, we're singing So Will I. The thing that always comes to my head is, if we don't praise God, the rocks will cry out in our place. So let's not let the rocks take our place in praising God and worshiping him. It is a privilege and it is a joy, especially that we can do it safely and freely here in this space. Not everyone has that privilege. So let's not take it for granted. So will I can
100 billion times.
Father, we glorify your name this morning, you the one who is creator and sustainer of all things. You the one who not only set creation into motion, but you the one who is intimately involved with every detail. You the one who is enthroned in heaven, yet so intimately close to us. And Father, you the one, you the offended one, you step down in sending your son Jesus into this dark world to redeem and to restore a fallen creation back to yourself. Lord Jesus, if you humbled yourself to that degree, we desire to follow your example and to humble ourselves before you in that very same way. For in our weakness, that is where our strength is found. In acknowledging our brokenness, that is where healing begins. In acknowledging our sin, that is where forgiveness comes. And so afresh, Father, we come to you in response to what you have done through your son, Jesus, and through the ministry of your Spirit. Thank you for these reminders as we have sung, for the ways that it stirs up hope within us and reminds us of who you are and of your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for the gift of your word, and we do pray that you would open our ears and our hearts and our eyes to be able to see and to hear and to understand and to receive. May your word go forth, not mine in any way, but yours, I pray. For your glory, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.